The world's best tennis players gather starting Monday at the All England Lawn Tennis Club. John Wertheim of Sports Illustrated will be covering Wimbledon. He's on the line. Welcome back to the program.
Good to be here.
I want to begin with the top three players in tennis here, Rafael Nadal, Novak Djokovic, and Roger Federer. A lot of big tournaments seem to turn on the matchups between these three guys. What do you expect?
I suspect Nadal will win. As good as he is on clay, he's also won 14 straight matches at Wimbledon. He's the defending champion. He really seems to have Federer's number. Federer's obviously won this six times, but he has not been the Roger Federer we've come to know and love over the past 18 months or so, despite a fine French Open. And then Djokovic is really the wild card, who went 6 months undefeated. I mean, this guy's lost one match since Thanksgiving weekend, and yet at the same time, he's never had his best success at Wimbledon, and it's unclear how he's going to deal with this recent defeat.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned Djokovic's recent defeat, because that was a defeat to Roger Federer, who many people thought was maybe getting a little too old to play this game.
Yeah, exactly. I'm thinking between, you know, Roger Federer and Jason Kidd, and I mean, it's been a nice few weeks for the older athletes. But no, that was a huge win for Federer, who was sort of hearing these murmurs that maybe his time has passed and he's in his late 20s, which is, of course, ancient in tennis years. And in the case of Djokovic, he was this player who just was beating everyone on every surface. And so for him to lose a big match like that to Roger Federer was sort of this last stand, this statement match. You know, and we'll see how Djokovic responds to that.
Let's talk about the women's side. Both Williams sisters will be playing, which has not been the case for many, many months. What's happened to them in recent months?
Well, I mean, in some ways, this has just been their MO their entire career, which is they're sort of seasonal employees, and they play when they feel like it, and they flit in and they flit out, and they're frequently injured, and yet when they do show up, they are the players to beat. And I think that's the case again. That Serena had not played. She played this week, and before that, her last match was Wimbledon 2010. So that's about 50 weeks without playing. And yet she comes in, and as I see it, she's the favorite. Venus played a bit earlier in the year, but she too had been out for 5 months or so. But they're rust-proof, as it were. It does not take them long periods of time to sort of get back in the swing of things. And Serena, I think, is the player to beat, and I think Venus is probably a top five contender, though their seeding won't reflect that just because of how infrequently they've played.
Well, that's exactly what I was wondering. How could Serena slip and cut her foot on a piece of glass, so we're told, and miss almost an entire year of tennis and walk in and be the favorite? Do you have any idea of how she stays sharp in the meantime?
Well, that's a great debate in tennis. Is this how extraordinary and exceptional is Serena Williams, or is this the fact that we're not exactly in a golden age in the women's game? And there are a lot of players who one suspects, will wilt into the challenge. There, you know, the only one other active player, Maria Sharapova, has won Wimbledon. So this is not a great age with a lot of great challengers to the Williams sisters. On the other hand, again, Serena is just this extraordinary once-in-a-generation athlete. For most other athletes, it would be ludicrous for them to take 11 months off and then come back and expect to win a tournament. But, you know, Serena is that one exception.
Can you think of anybody who might give us one of those NCAA basketball tournament moments where the total unknown wipes out one of the top seeds?
You know, it's funny because it's really a tale of two tours. On the women's tour, absolutely anyone, you know, a dozen players could win this event, especially if Serena isn't healthy. I mean, look for a German Julia Gorgeous, who will make her our Butler Bulldogs of the women's draw.
Okay, Julia Gorgeous, what a great
German
name.
German player, G-O-E-R-G-E-S.
Okay.
Keep an eye on her. And on the men's side, it's fun to throw out some names, but realistically, I don't think if anyone other than the top three won this event, it would be astonishing.
John Wertheim covers tennis for Sports Illustrated. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.